producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Luck and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, coming in, hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I was listening to the news in the break, and the guy who jumped the fence had 800 rounds of ammunition but no guns. So isn't 800 rounds, can't you just encapsulate 800 rounds of ammunition into one word and say it was worthless? What, he went in with a knife. I think his guns had already been taken. It doesn't matter. The president's concerned. Let's go to the phones. John in Austin. He wants to talk about home building of firearms, which he does more than once. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. You know, I was thinking about that, too. I heard that on the news about the guy who ran into the tank and to the president with a knife. And, you know, what I'm really surprised about is they haven't gone after the golf ball lawn you can put on the end of and it launches a golf ball.
You're sort of breaking up when you're talking on me there. Are you,
here, how's that? Is that better?
Seems to be.
Okay. What I was saying, Bill, was, you know, going up to see the president of the White House, you need to go to the golf course. And the guy needed to have one of the AR-15 golf ball launchers.
I don't even know why they're talking about it. They could have set the dogs loose on him. They didn't. They could have shot him. They didn't. You know, he made it into the White House. They tackled him.
But anyway. Home building of firearms. Couple of unpleasant truths about it. One, if you think you're going to save money by building the gun yourself, especially first time out, forget it. All right, just forget that. For what you will spend to get the proper jig and equipment, presses, and everything, you can go buy AK-47. And I got into just as a something to do, but also I have a young son. It was a way to introduce him to cutting oil, tool, and the fragrant aroma of gun oil. And so far it's worked pretty good. He likes doing working with me on these projects.
There, I mean, not everybody can just do that with an 80% lower, though, right? I mean, it takes a degree of skill which you have to attain. You were talking about the jig; you have to have that. You have to have the right machinery to cut that out and bore that out and mill it out.
Well,
and if you go the wrong way in either direction, too deep, too far left, too far right, you've ruined it, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Bill, a little dirt secret I have is I went through 4 receivers before I got one right. Okay? And these were the 80% receivers that already been and have a couple of drills already done in them. Now, for tools, simple shop tools will do the trick. I mean, I use a 12-ton press. You'll need that to press the parts onto the barrel and the barrel into the front trunnion. develop your riveting skills and have some tools for riveting. Also, a drill press is very handy because you can't get the accuracy with a hand drill unless you're terribly skilled with using one. I've gone now where I buy completed receivers, Bill, that I actually fill out the paperwork for. They're just a firearm, and they have to go FFL to FFL. And there's a reason I do that. If I get a quality receiver, it's just cold. Are there, and so I get a better quality receiver. And but there's a lot of, you know, you can have a lot of fun on ATEC because you get to put in the part that you want to put in as you're building, as opposed to like buying a rifle and putting it in aftermarket.
I know that's why a lot of people do it, because I know some people that have a few long guns that they've never bought one put together. But the only way to build a gun that is untraceable is with the 80% lower, and I don't possess that skill set. I've got 2 80% lowers here now that I can do nothing with because I don't have the tools, and I can't send them to somebody to have that done for me, because that would be breaking the law. So I'm trying to find out where I can get the tools. I think I may know a place.
Bill, do you need a set of... Do you need... Like, I loaned you some jigs and stuff. Would that help you out?
Well, I may get to that point, so stand by.
That's how this is... There's sort of what can I say? Underground builders group.
Right.
It's just guys who enjoy doing it. And, we swap jits and, you know, help each other out. And I have some real nice AK builders.
Did we lose John? John, I'm going to have to let you go because you just dropped off. And we all get in trouble for dead air. John builds a lot of guns, and I like the gun builders. He sent me, he does very good work, too. I mean, down to the, he's an AK guy, so he likes the wooden furniture, and I mean, it's beautiful. He does really good work. And I'm sure somewhere in the corner of his house that he didn't send me pictures about, He probably has a pile of things that broke. When we get back, coming up on the next break, but when we get back, I'm going to, I've never really wanted to attack her, but she's decided to go that route. And so the gloves come off. The gloves come off. Because she's doing things now that are so vile and so disgusting that the Democrats are backing away from her in some cases. In some cases, it's the Democrats that she's running ads on their behalf that are backing away from her. And everybody gets to wonder about who that is. You've been hearing me call this the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. If you haven't tried Frog Lube yet, you need to. Handguns, long guns, it doesn't matter. And like if you're a Glock guy like me, don't listen to the people that say, these are the points that you need to lubricate. Cover it in it, and cover it in it again and again. It will build up in the metal. It actually permeates the metal of the gun. And it becomes almost water retardant. It is some good stuff. Hey, check them out. Go find them at froglube.com. They are the title sponsor now. Got a few things to change about that. But in any event, we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Portrayed by many as an irreproachable figure of sympathy, we have Gabrielle Giffords, who miraculously survived a horrific gunshot wound to the head. Everybody nationwide has been captivated by her recovery. And she has decided to become an attack dog for the Democratic Party. She's decided that her pro-gun control group should become a super PAC, and they've been gathering a lot of money, the Americans for Responsible Solutions. In one of their ads, she hammers Republican Martha McSally, a retired Air Force pilot who is running for the Arizona seat that Giffords once held. And it features a wrenching testimonial from a woman named Vicky who weeps and stumbles over her words as she tells how her 19-year-old daughter was hunted down and murdered by an enraged ex-boyfriend. He had threatened her before. I knew. I just knew. And then a narrator then declares that McSally opposes making it harder for stalkers to get a gun. Giffords has it in for McSally. During an unsuccessful 2012 campaign, McSally ran TV commercials comparing herself to Giffords. And the Giffords team didn't like that. Mark Kelly and Gabrielle. Her husband, retired astronaut Mark Kelly, released a very terse statement declaring Martha McSally is no Gabby Giffords. Besides, let me ask this, and I know this is going to seem crass. Besides surviving getting shot in the head, what did she do? Anything? Was she just one of the party members that voted in lockstep and was one vote for the Democrats? I don't know of anything that she ever did. Okay, she's never been out front. She was never out front doing anything. So I would have to say Martha McSally is probably a lot more than Gabrielle Giffords. You know, those jet pilots, those fighter pilots, they're sort of cool customers. Another anti-McSally ad features a woman named Carol who says her daughter was killed by a criminal who bought a firearm at a gun show and didn't receive a background check. A check, she states, that McSally would oppose. To McSally, it's just politics, Carol says, as she clutches a picture of her deceased daughter. To me, it's personal. So, in other words, in this ad, the deaths of these two individuals are laid at the feet of Martha McSally, who has shaped no policy at all, has not held office to shape any policy that I know of, and it's her fault. It's her fault. She's also going after Marlinda Garcia, a New Hampshire congressional candidate who viewers are told has strange ideas on gun laws. Then there's Frank Guenta, another Granite State hopeful. He's ripped for supporting the loophole that lets stalkers buy guns without a background check, no questions asked. What loophole is that? Oh, the private purchase? Oh, golly. In this, you know, this is negativity at its highest, which is politics. If you don't have the stomach for it, don't get involved in it. But it's the same cookie-cutter approach. Her commercials stand out in their intensity. Vicky's emotional display is something rarely seen in political ads. And she's doing this because these are areas where there's been some high-profile incidents of gun violence. They're also considering running ads in the Colorado District, which was the home of the 2012 Aurora movie theater massacre, and which neighbors Columbine High School. And even longtime supporters are starting to cry foul over this. The Arizona Republic's editorial page, which is typically left-leaning, liberal-leaning, called the Vicky ad base and vile. The commercial, the newspaper said, put the murder at McSally's feet as if she were responsible. A murder indictment implied. But, of course, McSally had nothing to do with the death. This all comes from Giffords' frustration with Washington's failure to advance gun control legislation. And it's playing out now in her 2014 efforts. She was standing behind Barack Obama in the Rose Garden when he was out there telling lawmakers that their rejection of universal background checks was shameful. And she would later write that she was furious over this vote. And that's tough. Gabby, So as far as you're concerned and your husband are concerned, I'm sure you're still going to fundraise. There's no way, nothing I can do about that. But you're nothing more than a pony, a show pony. Your husband trots you out there, sticks a handgun in your hands, lets you fire it, scares the bejesus out of everybody there because you can't control it, snatches it out of your hand. After that one shot is fired, and you are a Second Amendment supporter. We are Second Amendment supporters. Let me make the designation for anybody that may have this confused in your mind. There's a big difference between pro-gun and pro-Second Amendment. Pro-gun, Michael Bloomberg is probably pro-gun because he's surrounded, you know, all of his baby Huey security guards have guns. He understands the utility of guns. So he's pro-gun. But he's anti-Second Amendment, as is Gabrielle Giffords, as is Mark Kelly, as is everybody going after guns. James Brady loved to shoot sporting clays, and he did it from a wheelchair. He was pro-gun, but he was anti-Second Amendment. So this is not about wanting to do away with guns. They know there's no way to do it. No way to do it. This is them being elitist. If there's, you know, the guns should be privileged to us, the privileged. And despite her you know, heroic comeback from that horrible head wound, Gabrielle Giffords is nothing more than a shill and a liar. And she's making stuff up as she goes. Whatever it takes. The ends justifies the means. Nothing, you know, nothing about this person's record or anything. These people don't have records. Martha McSally doesn't have a record. She shaped no policy. What loophole is it out there that allows a stalker to go buy a gun with no background check, no questions asked? Where does that exist? New Hampshire, I know they're pro-gun, but it can't go that far. It's not allowed. Just making it up. You're a wide open target, baby. Pucker up, because it's coming. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Preference Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Preference Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Preference Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Preference Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in now, 1-877-317-6432. I'm going to work on that all day. I'm just going to, if anybody were to videotape me, I'll be in a mirror saying the phone number over and over again until it becomes ingrained. When I was in the military in the 1980s, stationed in Europe, I had just come back from the first leadership development course called Primary Leadership Development, and my platoon had been in the field, and I noticed that we had two new members in the platoon. And at that time, I was the designated M60 gunner. And one of my mates, one of my platoon mates, had taken the gun out. He's probably better on it than me anyway. He probably should have been the one, but he's faster than I was. So on foot, he was much better than I was. So I didn't mind that he had taken it out. But I noticed one of my new platoon mate, one of the new guys, Private E2, I don't remember his name, he picked up my M60 and threw it through the sling over his shoulder and swept the room with it, acting like he was pulling the trigger, and muzzled everybody in my platoon with my weapon. And I went over to him, and he was a little squirt, and I snatched the 23-pound unloaded weapon from him and snatched my sling off of him and said, and just got in close so nobody could hear me. So no witnesses. I just finished third in my class. I couldn't be going down in flames. I just said, don't you ever muzzle anybody with a weapon again. Now, segue to today. I don't like, I have to do it from time to time because I do buy guns from time to time. Right now, I'm sort of at an impasse because I can't find anything I want to buy at the moment. There's some things I want to buy that I don't want to put the money into. But let me make that clear. But there's, as far as handguns are concerned, I just can't find anything else I want to buy. So I haven't had to go to a gun store lately. But one thing I noticed at some gun stores is you get muzzled by the expert gun handling gun clerk. Have you ever noticed that? They're pulling it out. They're popping the slide back on the empty magazine, so it locks back, and then they're releasing the slide and letting it go forward. While they're, before they hand it to you, and, you know, while they were doing it, they muzzled you with it, pointed the gun at you. Maybe your head, maybe your guts, who knows where. I would really like to see that change. It's bad enough in gun shops where you have a lot of new gun owners going to gun shops, and they're being told by some know-it-all clerk what they need to buy. And I've seen people go to concealed weapons classes with a brand new gun, never fired a gun before in their lives. And their brand new gun, I saw one guy who, I mean, he really got outfitted with some stuff. I mean, he had a Glock 10 millimeter, Glock 20, came with the Glock flashlight, which is essentially rubbish, but it costs like it works really well. The holster that holds both things. Then during the shooting part of the qualification, he found out that a Glock 10 millimeter, not exactly a gun for the uninitiated, had to borrow somebody's 9 millimeter, and was on his way back to the gun shop to trade that gun back in, where he probably lost his shirt. So, this is just me sort of venting. I'm sure everybody out there has run across some of this stuff. It bothers me that they try to sell people things that they don't need, like 10 millimeter handguns. If you've got a forearm that's as big as some little girl's waist, okay, maybe you can handle it. But, I mean, 10 millimeter is a very robust. I would not own a 10 millimeter if it was not a Salient Arms International 10 millimeter. Let me put it that way. Because they really work their magic on that caliber. Ooh, really good stuff. I also don't like to see them pushing a product that they're trying to make a bigger commission off of. Okay? Maybe they got a deal from the distributor on it or something. And I would rather see them consider the specific needs of, say, some small-framed lady that's in there buying her first handgun. And the thing I hate the most... I mean, I really hate this. When I was 16 years old and I got my first job, I worked for a grocery chain called Winn-Dixie. And at Winn-Dixie, to be a bag boy, I had to wear a dress shirt and a necktie and dress shoes and dress pants to be a bag boy. And I had to, everybody that came through my line that I was bagging groceries on, I had to beg them to please let me take their groceries out. And I got to where I enjoyed that kind of thing, but you don't see that kind of customer service nowadays. Customer service is a dead art. If you walk up on somebody and say, well, just the other day, I bought a lens for my camera at Best Buy. And I prepaid for it, and I was supposed to be able to just walk in there and pick it up and leave. And that didn't happen. So when it finally got brought up there, the guy that brought it up there acted like he was being put out. Visibly. And I felt like telling him to take his weeble self back there and just waddle on back and just stand around some more at the camera department. Thanks. But I didn't do that. I don't like, if I'm at a gun shop, if all the clerks or attendants or salespeople, whatever you want to call them, if they're all huddled together and having their own little chat and I'm just sort of standing there, which, you know, when you're standing at the counter and you want to ask a question, that should be rather apparent. Inevitably, when they finally do look up, they know more than you do. And it doesn't matter how much you know, they know more than you do. Somehow, some way, miraculously, they know more than you do. Even if you're showing them a gun of yours that they've never seen before. Well, yeah. That. I've shown people Salient guns before, and they say, so you got a stipple job. So, I guess the long and short of this, I would really appreciate it if everybody that sells guns acted like the people I know that shoot them, especially in the manipulation of them. And especially working the four rules, the Jeff Cooper's four rules. If you don't want to, if you don't know what those are, first of all, you always assume that all guns are loaded. And even if they are not, treat them as if they are. Second one is never let the muzzle cover anything you're not willing to destroy. And for those who would insist that, hey, it doesn't matter, the gun's unloaded, see rule one. Number three, keep your finger off the trigger till your sights are on the target. That is a really golden rule. Its violation is directly responsible for about 60% of inadvertent negligent discharges. Item number four, identify your target and what's behind it. Never shoot at anything you have not positively identified. Nowadays, if somebody muzzles me with a gun, I point it out to them. And I've actually had somebody tell me, well, my finger's not on the trigger and it's not loaded. And if they don't own the shop, I try to make as much trouble for them as I can. If they do own the shop, I just walk out and never go back. I'm sure a bunch of the rube buddies that might hang out with him don't care if he muzzles them. But having said that, just me musing out loud, I just think that gun shops should maybe heal themselves. Since we have to go through them first before we get to enjoy safely handling firearms. That's just me thinking out loud. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Last time today on the firing range. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Low. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Got it right the first time. On September the 8th on NBC, they had a show called the Rossin Report. And we talked about this, how to prevent and survive home invasion. And their guest was Wallace Dines, a former NYPD detective and hostage negotiator, where they suggested entrusting your life and your children's lives to, hang on for it, wait for just a second, wasp spray. Buy a can of wasp hornet spray in the hardware store or in the supermarket because this is so potent. It is more powerful than police mace. It has a range of 20 to 25 feet. That's great, but a 45 or a 12 gauge will go considerably farther, faster, and you don't have to be aiming at the eyes for it to be effective or useful. Investigative correspondent Jeff Rossin, realizing on some level that spraying a 250-pound methamphetamine-fueled sociopath might be a bit harder to stop, you know, than an annoyed wasp, decided to address the worst-case scenario. Match your attacker rather than being persuaded to stop when sprayed with insect poison, just becomes unhappy, and then he has you in your power. What should you do then? And this is where Zines comes out and says, treat them like royalty. Now, arguably, if you have angered a 250-pound methamphetamine-laced sociopathic madman, and he has you pinned to the couch, and you've just sprayed him with a hot shot, and he's asking you, where's the money, where's the jewelry, where's the guns, where's the electronics, whatever he's asking you, even if you're giving him the real deal, you just tried to injure him. You just sprayed him with hot shot. And likely while he has you on the couch, he's going to start strangling you. No matter how many times you treat him like royalty. It's hard to dish out the compliments with two big, you know, NBA palm-sized hands on your neck crushing.
Hard to do that. Or maybe he'll just pick up your bowling league trophy and beat you to death with it, if it's made out of something that doesn't break like plastic. So, but let's just take the whole proposition from that. You want to treat the predatory scum threatening your life and the lives of your loved ones like royalty. In the United States, founded by men who risked their lives over 2.25 centuries ago to get us out from under a monarchy. We're under no legal obligation to treat bad guys as royalty. They are in no way superior to us. If Prince Harry himself breaks into a home in most states in this country, the homeowner would not be charged with any crime for shooting him dead on the spot. And sadly, for the watchers, the viewers of NBC, they saw this guy Zimes, ex-NYPD detective and hostage negotiator, so that means he knows what he's talking about, right? And also, because they got him by extension, NBC, you find out what they have in mind. And this is a variation of just give them what they want. And that can be a real problem when the end game of what they want is your life. If that's part and parcel of why they're there, if they are there for the thrill kill and you give them what they want, well, you won't be giving any statements. And since treat them like royalty clearly means to Zines and NBC that the home invaders should be given everything they want, you can easily be forgiven for coming to the conclusion that they believe that royalty should be treated as superiors. But me being me, I can't help but wonder if they would prefer that if we were still under British monarchic rule. After all, that would certainly fit well with the idea of not using a firearm to protect one's family from home invaders. In Britain, you go to prison for 5 years for doing that. And in one case, it was a life sentence before an appeal reduced the homeowner's crime from murder to manslaughter. In Britain, if there's a peeping Tom looking in the window at your children, if the mom shows the peeping Tom a kitchen knife, the bobbies are coming for the mom. Now, NBC, that whole kind of proposition they put out there, this idea that you give them what you want, that is simply an opinion. Maybe not so much in New York, where it probably originated from, but throughout the United States, it is an opinion that they're pushing out there. And we're not obligated to bow and scrape to royalty. And we do not face a mandated defenselessness in our own homes, so far, despite their best efforts. If they had their way, one of the things that Stand Your Ground gets a lot of, they call it the shoot first and ask questions later law. Okay? Well, let me set the scene for you. I don't live in a big house. From front to back, you might be covering 15 yards. Maybe. Maybe not that. Maybe 10. 10 yards from front door to back door. So if somebody breaches the front door or the back door, once the door swings open and they have a clear path, in the case of the back door, they're about 4.5 feet away from me. In the case of the front door, they're about 12 feet away from me. So, somebody kicks in the front door, they're going to die. Okay? They are going to die. Unfortunately, for anybody who might be a home invader coming to my house, I carry a gun everywhere I go. In the house. If I go out to the garage, I got a gun. If I go to the restroom, I got a gun. If I'm here in the studio, I got a gun. I got two, and a gun safe. So, this whole idea of I should ask questions. You there, the one that has kicked in my door. That was impressive. What do you want? Why are you here? Ah, you wish to take my valuables and ravish my wife? I could go through all that, but while I'm doing that, he's probably doing what he intended to do. And then I have to interrupt him. So I'm just going to go from point A to point B real quick. He kicks in the door. He starts catching lead. Okay? Bill, that's so brash and rude. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. There's 135 home invasions a day that we know of. In a lot of these home invasions where they go in, defenseless people, women, whatever. I've seen video of one guy that broke into a house in New Jersey or Philadelphia. I can't remember which. He beat the woman up, then he walked around the house looking for something to steal. Comes back, beats the woman up some more, leaves and looks for, I guess, for maybe a sandwich. Comes back, beats up the woman again. That woman is somebody's mom, somebody's wife, somebody's sister, somebody's daughter. Who's going to let that happen? Politicians will. They'll let it happen. They'll make it happen. With their duty to retreat. Don't treat them like royalty when they come in. Don't give them what they want, because a lot of times you're still going to get shot or stabbed or killed. You cannot appease a criminal. They're like gun grabbers. You cannot appease them. They're like gun grabbers. They're like terrorists. You can't appease them. They want what they want. You can be as nice as you want to be to them. They're still going to get what they want, unless you ventilate them. Maybe I need to try some decaf coffee. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember what I always tell you. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.